Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. This is the Holistic Ministry Show. This is Minister James Browning. This is a test show. This is the Inspirational Moment Morning Show. And I have some guests on this morning, and I'm going to make an attempt to bring them in. Joe, I see you on the line, and I don't know if you're able to hear me, but I'm going to try clicking on you and see what happens. Okay, let's see what we can do to make this happen. Joe, do you hear me? Okay. Yeah, let's see here. Joe, do you hear me? Speak up. Okay, for some reason I'm not able to bring you in. Oh my goodness gracious. I see you showing up here, but it's not allowing me to. One thing for sure, you're on the telephone and on the what's called line. I don't know if that's causing a problem, but you're showing up twice on both lines. Oh, it's just a little frustrating, but that's why we're doing a test, so we can see how to get it together. I'm pressing on you, but I'm not able to get you in. Maybe if you, I don't know if it's because you're on both lines, it's showing up you on both lines, but. And so mute. Okay, let me see if I unmute you, see what happens. Joe. Oh, gosh. This is not good. Okay, I'm still working. Don't leave me.
Can you hear me over?
Yeah, okay, I figured it out there. Okay. Okay, I had to click on the microphone. So you're there now, right? Hello. Hello.
Yes, I can hear you.
You can hear me clearly. Okay, now did you call in too? Because you, I got both things going on. I got you on the phone line, and I got you on the link.
Okay, can you still hear me?
Yeah, I still can hear you, yeah. Let me see.
I just disconnected from phone.
All right, well, you still on. Let me see, I'm trying to bring this other person in. Let me see if I get him in. Just hold on 1 second. Good morning.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay,
can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, I got you. Do you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's the bell, yes.
Okay, very, very, very good. Okay, well, I finally figured it out here. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a picture of the actual screen, and I'm going to be able to send you guys a shot of the screen because it looks different when it's lit up, you know, and so you can see the inside, because at some points, sometimes you guys may be able to just come in and do it on your own. I don't have to set it up for you. And, you know, but until we can get it to run smoothly, we'll have to do it this way. Okay. On the line, I got Minister Joe and Reverend Ty Wu. Okay. Reverend, I affectionately call him Reverend T. We've been knowing each other for eons, and he's one of my very best friends, and he's a very spiritual person. And Joe is a very, she's a minister as well. And Joe is a really good friend of mine. I met in Sedona, and she's also an intuitive, and she's very in tune. And there's one thing that all three of us have in common, and that is we all went to the university, Sedona University. And I was looking at it, I didn't realize that till yesterday. I said, wow, here it is that we all three of us went to Sedona University. And that makes it really interesting that we're here, we're all together in the process of putting together a show. Let me just explain to you a little bit about before I give you a chance to chime in. But anyway, we don't have a lot of time this morning because this is mostly just a test thing, man. So, but what I wanted to do, you know, there's so much negative energy going on out here every day, and people are being really bombarded. I'm seeing it, I'm hearing it, I know that it's happening, and we are all light workers. So it is our job as light workers for us to stand up and take our place and do what we need, what we came here to do, and that is to help shed a little light. So every time we get an opportunity to present something positive, we are bringing more light into the universe. And this is what this show is about, to give people an opportunity to have some inspiration in the morning time. You know, people can get their day kind of started off on a high note, and it makes a total difference as to how how your day turn out. You know, what you do the first couple hours or so in the morning, first couple minutes in the morning, is how your day is set. So that's the premises that I'm seeing it as, that we can work on inspiring and lifting people to have a better day, because every little bit makes a difference, and it really does make a difference. We know what you put out in the air and how people are feeling, because I know each one of you probably experienced, as I experienced, the day of the election, when Joe Biden won, you felt a feeling of relief or a feeling of joy. And that was because the collective consciousness of the masses of people in America at that particular time was feeling the same way. So we all felt it. We all felt that energy, and it has massively worked that way. So that's how that works. Now, I have an idea, and you guys can chime in. We'll do this again so we can really kind of get a flow of it, because it was a little bit late getting started this morning. But I was thinking about the name of, like, Inspirational Morning, or something of that nature. Now, Reverend T and Joe, there's probably one more other minister that's going to probably come on, Reverend Rich. He's out here in Phoenix with me also, but we'd probably be able to do it. And I was thinking about maybe doing 3 days a week to start off, until we can, you know, get enough participants and to be able to maybe do it 5 days a week. And who knows, we may be able to do it 6 days a week, you know, based on, you know, other than maybe Sunday where I do my regular show. But anyway, I wanted to sort of get some, you know, to do that. So let's start off with Joe. What do you feel? How do you feel about doing this, and what's your thought about it?
Well, looking at it from the perspective of how I would like to present,
yes.
I like one that you're looking at calling inspiration. I think you have your inspiration moment.
Yeah, that's what I just put up there now for now. Yeah, I just put up inspirational moment for now. If that's subject to change, I mean, if we wanted to come in with something different, it's okay. But I was thinking about inspirational morning, inspirational something. I'm open for ideas and what's coming. Believe me, there's no ego here, so it doesn't make any difference to me, as long as we got something positive and good for the inspiration we want to do.
Okay, looking at from the perspective of what I like, how I would like to present, I like what you're saying about giving people a way to kind of empower themselves to move through the day. That's the premise I'm coming from, is actually empowerment for self-empowerment, and presenting in a way that engages them holistically. So you're speaking to all aspects of self and senses and how people take in information. I would also like to add to that not only the motivational discourse, but exercise, guided meditation, something that engages them so they can carry this forward. Because once we say what we say, and they're hyped and they're motivated in that moment, I'd like to be able to also give them something that they can walk away with because they were engaged and participated. And it spoke to mind, body, spirit. It speaks to them holistically, where they can then have something to keep them at that motivated level throughout their day or beyond that.
Okay, well, that's beautiful. Well, because what's going to happen, that's something you can do, because each day that you have your show, your 15 minutes of time of doing it, it's up to you how you want to sort of orchestrate it and do it. I just need to know in advance what your topic will be, because I got to put that in the actual show itself, because some people won't come in by phone, they come in by computer, and so they will see what is there. So I would just need to know a heads up of what your topic is going to be, and how you present it is up to you. But I do just need to know the topic of what you need to do.
Okay.
Since we're running kind of short, Reverend T, give me a little feedback of what you think.
Yeah, how you doing, Minister Joe? Nice to meet you. How you doing, JB? Nice to talk to you this morning.
I
the way that I used to do it when we did the Noonday Inspiration, that worked really well. And the way I will probably do it going forward is I will probably get the Daily Inspiration or the Daily Inspiration, whatever they call it. I'll probably use the one that UFBL, Universal Foundation for Better Living, puts out, or maybe even the one that Unity puts out. And that way, when whatever day I'm doing it, people will know that I'm going to be doing the Daily Inspiration from that day. So whatever date that is, that's what, and I'll be reading from there. So a lot of times people can read along with the Daily Inspiration. And what I would do generally is I would just do a how Spirit leads me to interpret it, interpret what I'm reading that day. And then, like Minister Joe said, always try to leave them with a takeaway, something short and pithy that they can remember. This sometimes it may be a scripture, it might be a poem, it might be whatever. So yeah, I think that's kind of how I would do it. And then it also made it easy for me when I was busy. I could always trust Spirit to guide me. I pick up that Daily Inspiration, even if I didn't have time to get into it way beforehand, and read it. And before it was finished, Spirit would guide me to interpret it whatever metaphysically, whatever way it needed to be interpreted for the person who was on the line at that time, who would get what they needed. So that's kind of how I would roll with it. And then if the name is available, I would, what you said, Reverend JB, you said Inspiration Morning. It's like Morning Inspiration would be a great name for the show. So you say Inspiration in the Morning or Morning Inspiration, so any variation thereof. And I think that's fine. And 15 minutes is perfect, for a morning thing when people are trying to get out of the house, so to speak.
Yeah, okay. And what's the beautiful thing about it?
So I'm good, and I'll be ready. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try to. I want to do this one more time so we can really make sure we synchronized on how this thing. Because this is my first time doing it, and I didn't even ask how to get it done. But I wanted to make sure that we were able to do it. So I want to do a kind of a test show. And the only thing that I kind of would require that when you do your show, at least do a prayer. Add a prayer to the show.
Yeah.
That's important, right? that you give prayer to people because they need that inspiration and motivation. So,
can I make a suggestion? When we get together the next time, why don't each one of us do our show for each other?
Okay.
And we do it. It's just three of us. We each one of us do it, a variation of it, and then we'll get a flow for it. We'll get a flow for everybody.
Okay, very good, because we're not going to be on, see, the thing about it, none of us going to be on there at the same time. When you come in to do your show, I'm just going to set it up for you, and maybe do an announcement, and you'll take over. I'm not going to get involved.
No, I got it. Yeah,
okay.
Yep, I understand exactly.
Yeah.
So do you have a date and time, or are you going to get back to us
Joe, your schedule, but you are available in the morning time, this time of morning all the time, right?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
make arrangements for that to be available in the morning, and I can be available as early as you would need based on
right.
the fact that your listeners are in so many different time zones. So
Right. We're not doing just a regular zone time. Matter of fact, we're going to be broadcasting live in 5 countries as well. You know, Portugal, Spain, and South America. And basically pretty much, but that's where the 5 countries that I know that's coming in, maybe even more listeners. But, you know, you're going to be broadcasting in all 5 countries as well. Okay, so what we'll do, we'll get together. I'll give you a notification probably in the next couple of days. We'll maybe try to set this up again in the next day or two to sort of finalize how we want to, you know, to do it. But I also, Reverend T, I like the Daily Inspiration. That's a good name too.
Yeah,
I like that.
I was thinking, Daily is even better because,
right.
like you said, people will be listening from all over the world. And who knows
right.
what time zone they'll be listening
right.
in.
And right.
so that makes more sense than Morning Inspiration.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Is that good with you, Joe?
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay. Very
yeah,
good. Very good.
Very good.
Okay.
Hey, Minister
okay,
Joe,
guys,
what part of the world are you in?
Joe's in, wait, go ahead, Joe.
Say that again.
I said, where are you? What
She's
part
on the
of
East
the world
Coast
are you
with
in?
You, T.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'm in D.C. Gotcha.
Yeah, she's in New Jersey.
New Jersey, South Jersey.
Okay. I got a lot of family in Jersey. Okay, fantastic. And then I think Reverend Rich will be able to join us. He just got good news about his wife, who he's been helping her through therapy. And so I think his schedule is going to ease up a little bit. And then
right.
I'm going to ask Carmen to participate also, JB.
Okay.
And I think,
okay.
I think she'd be willing. So. If we could, the goal would be if we could get 5 people, and Monday through Friday, people can look forward to it at the same time each day. That would be fantastic. So I think we'll have 4 already, and then I'm going to ask Reverend Judith, and I'll ask a couple people who we know that think like we think, and maybe we can get a group.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, and you know it's about getting the word out, and you know, and getting the. And besides, if you got both people, you can do your own invites. You guys can send out your own emails. And also what I'll do, because I'm going to have to put the show in and send you the links so to be able to do it. Now, when we do it, I'll probably give, you know, maybe you and Joe, like, access to the Action Switchboard. I can't give everybody access to the Switchboard because that'll get too crazy and too confusing. I don't want everybody to have that inside into it. But for you guys, I'll probably give you the inside to be able to go in and do it on your own, you know, once we start moving and start, you know, getting into a rhythm. But anyway, like I said, okay, guys, well, have a great day, and I thank you for tuning in this morning, man. And we are actually talking now beyond the time that we're in, but it's okay. But anyway, we'll chat a little later, okay?
Hey, just one question. What do you have an idea of what time of day that we're going to want to do the Daily Inspiration yet?
Well, yeah, because I think I don't want to get started before 7:30. You know, so it's going to probably be about this time. Be about your
okay.
time at 9:30.
Okay.
Because I can do 7 o'clock, you know, but you know, with a 2-hour time difference, it's going to be about 9 o'clock your time.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I mean, is that good?
Well, you know, it is what it is. Like obviously, on the East Coast, I'd rather be at 7 o'clock.
Hold on 1 second. Call you right back. Okay.
Yeah, you
cut it off. I guess you cut off, yeah. But anyway, I'll call you right back.
Oh, okay.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Right.
Go
with what we know, because you can't, with times all over the world, it is what it is.
Right.
And so we'll get the audience that we need to, you know, I'd rather it be 6 a.m. Eastern time, but that ain't going to work for you. I know what you're doing at 3 or 4 in the morning, and it ain't
right. no way I can even present it without doing my program. So that's what, and I'm about an hour and a half in
no,
it, you know. So
we got, you know, no problem at all. No problem. But let me just ask you one other question. These will be recorded so people can go and listen to them whenever they want to, too, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So that's so they'll be there so people can consume them if they
want
to consume them
at
6 in the morning or 7 in the morning, wherever they want to. So that's not a problem.
Right, right. And the beautiful thing about it is people that are sitting at the desk and they're working on it, they can go on their computer, or if they're driving, they can go on their phone. You know, we give them both options.
Right, right. So
that'd
be beautiful.
Sense.
So it'll work out. Let's get it going. I'll ask Carmen. It sounds like you already spoke to Reverend Rich about it.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, fantastic.
So, okay.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, man. We'll touch base.
God bless you. Nice meeting you, Mr. Joe. All right.
Okay.
Care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.